Now to the front line in South Sudan. The South's government has accused the North of launching new airstrikes, a charge the North denies. This comes a week after the UN Security Council called on both Sudans to stop fighting and settle their disputes or face possible sanctions. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkden reports now from South Sudan in a place called Unity State, which has borne the brunt of the North's cross-border strikes.
Morale-boosting songs keep up the spirits of South Sudan soldiers. They're observing a ceasefire amid a tense calm here in Panaquach, less than 10 miles from the frontier with Sudan in the oil zone. After singing, Private John Nkwedeng says he knows what he's defending.
This is our land.
Yes, it belongs to us.
Southern troops have dug trenches in the black earth at the front line, straddling the oil-producing region. Major General Manga Buong says his men remain on alert and on the defensive in Panaquach. Last month, the South briefly captured the oil-rich town of Hijlich, widely accepted to be in the North. That move triggered the most recent clashes. Southerners claim Hijlich as their own, but pulled out their troops ostensibly because of international pressure. General Buong warns that if dialogue breaks down and Sudanese airstrikes continue, South Sudan will respond with force and claim what he calls its territorial rights, including Hijlich.
We don't want war, but it is our right. It is our right to defend South Sudan.
A bumpy two-hour drive away from the front line in Bentiu, the capital of the South's oil-exporting Unity State, survivors are slowly recovering in the hospital from airstrikes by Sudan. The North denies any such aerial bombardments and says the South is backing rebels who are destabilizing Sudan.
Since the beginning of April, we receive, of course, many cases who have got the different injuries. Injury related to dropping of bombs. Yeah, most of them are civilian, if not all are civilian.
Dr. Peter Gatkwoth Tob, the medical director of Bentiu State Hospital, is treating the patients.
We don't know what is the reason for dropping bombs among the civilian. As a doctor, when I treat this, it's very painful to me.
Sitting up and staring down at her amputated left leg in disbelief, Nyacheng Ngwot Teni is clearly traumatized. She's 25 and the mother of 7-month-old Dak Tap, a baby boy with a fractured limb.
It's me, Nyacheng. Nyacheng. Nyacheng Ngwot.
Ngwot Teni describes hearing a plane and 7 loud booms, bombs being dropped. The 8th she didn't hear. It landed on her thatched roof hut, blowing her leg away and wounding her son. Next thing, she woke up in the hospital. In the ward next door lies Mohammed Abdirrahman Kili, a 56-year-old trader. He's another casualty from an earlier bombing in April. The doctor says he suffered more than 90% burns when his shop was hit. Most of Kili's black skin has peeled off, leaving a mass of livid pink and yellow. His face, ears, arms and back are still raw. Despite his horrific burns, Kili believes Sudan and South Sudan can live in peace side by side. The young amputee mother says it's in God's hands whether her infant son grows up in peace. Ophabia Quist-Arkden, NPR News, Panaquach, South Sudan.